1-800-245-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Network, and I just did want to mention I will be speaking there on the 9th of June at the theater in Loveland, and apparently I've been to Rinalda Theater, but they tell me it's very nice. I'll be speaking in the evening. I telephone, if you'd like more information, the number is 970-346-3742. 970-346-3742. So a week from tomorrow, Renault Theater. I think they'd like to know if you're going to be there. So 970-346-3742 would be the number to call. And I look forward to seeing you there. Well, this evening or this afternoon or morning, whatever it is, we're having a Bob Bertrand. He's from Florida. We're going to be talking about the legal profession and the government, and how often why we have lawyers in positions of power within certainly our duly elected governments. Well, one of the big problems with this is lawyers, like doctors, have been to schools where they've never really learned everything that they should know about life. As a doctor, there's so much I did not know about alternative treatments, about nutrition. And in the same way, the lawyers are never taught anything about freedom or the Constitution. All they're taught is the laws as they've been interpreted by men, rather than the laws of our country as were laid down in the Constitution, which is the real law of our land. If you ask the average lawyer if he's ever read the Constitution or studied the makeup of the Constitution, he will tell you he hasn't. He's read all sorts of things about what lawyers have said about the Constitution, but, of course, lawyers have a different view of the world, and, of course, it's based on a humanistic philosophy that man can make a better society, and man has never made a better society. The beauty of our form of government was that the power of the central authority was to be limited. And those people who created America believe that that government governs best, that governs the least. And the lawyers want a law for everything to regulate and control you, just like they have in every authoritarian state, because the lawyers don't understand the Constitution. They don't understand human nature, which is basically that give people power, it will be misused. And they don't understand that what made America different than any other nation was that our rights came from God. The governments were instituted to maintain our God-given rights, and that we did not look to government to solve our problems. We looked to ourselves, to our organizations, and to our local communities. So that is a background. Bob, please pick up your story. You've been at this battle for a long period of time, haven't you?
I have, Dr. Monteith. And first, I want to thank you ever so much, Doctor, for making me available, you know, on the airways, because that is so important to get people. You know, they say an educated consumer is your best customer.
Right. Well, and why don't you tell us how you got started in trying to get people educated about the danger of having so many lawyers in government?
Well, the basic thing, believe it or not, I got involved like everybody else does, you know, through necessity. I went to, after 21 years of marriage, I went to a terrible divorce. I couldn't believe the system is so crooked and corrupt. I believed at the time that if you went to court and told the truth, the judges would see the truth and they would understand something is wrong, and they would make the proper adjustments and proper adjudication. And I found out to be the exact opposite. That courthouse is no longer a hall of justice. It's a fee factory for lawyers. And the system of justice in our country is you're innocent until proven broke. And I couldn't understand it, you know, what they were trying to do. I mean, every time I turned around, there was another corner block. You know, there's a sign above the judge's head, and it says, "We who labor here seek only the truth." And yet the only persons in that courtroom who are not required to tell the truth are lawyers. They do 95% of the talking in a courtroom. A lawyer can lie and cheat and do whatever he wants to do, and then get away with it. There's no system of checks and balances. And it's going to get progressive. Whereas personally, I've had three of my friends commit suicide, go through stupid divorce cases in which the lawyers and judges stole everything the family had. And that, to me, was a terrible, terrible thing. And I realized that somewhere along the line, somebody has to stand up for the families. Somebody has to stand up for the American public to realize that this thing, this whole courthouse, is a fee factory for lawyers. And we've got to do something to get lawyers out of public. You cannot go to the legislature because the legislature is dominated by lawyers.
Well, Bob, you mentioned in these divorce cases that the lawyers and the judges get all the money. How do they get it? Doesn't the lawyer just charge a fee for what he does?
Oh no, they create more controversy. They'll interject more things that they can bring up more controversy and keep on stalling the case and get no resolving in the thing. They just keep on keeping you come back to court until they've taken all your money. When all their money's gone, well then the case is over. You know, this is a, we've solved the case where, you know, you're broke, and we've got the case solved. We'll move on to the next set of suckers. And that's exactly what takes place in every courthouse in America. This is a sad situation.
Well, you mentioned, but how does the judge benefit from that?
Well, the judge, you see, they get little deals on the side. It's a pro quid. In other words, you donate to my organization, or you donate to this, or you donate to a memorial in my name, and that sort of thing. It's all things done on the golf course on Sunday morning or Saturday morning, whatever it is. But it's all a little kickback scheme, and they're all involved. And you know, and the judges will defend the system with a passion. They'll say, "Oh, the system's great." You know, I mean, you had a little difficult time in your case, but you know, the other cases get solved very quickly. And yet, when you start to research it, you realize that there's, you know, something very, very sad. And me, being born a Catholic, you know, the system, you know, it's, the vow you make before the altar of God is that till death do us part. And now, in a way, they've convoluted the system. You know, it's I do till I sue. And that's the very sad part about it. I mean, when you look around town and you see the bus benches all over the streets in Miami and probably all over the country, you know, get your divorce today for $129. And, you know, this is the whole scam that they start you off with. And I believe that, you know, the sanctity of marriage is very, very important. And, you know, it'd be the same, along the same lines if you had doctors out there, you know, get your abortion today for $129, you know, we'll get you all straightened up. Well, that to me is the same thing as, you know, like I say, when you say get your divorce, because that's the most important vow that you take in life is till death do us part, and then all of a sudden you realize that, you know, you're up in the air, you're out in left field. And,
all right, we'll be right back with Bob here in just a moment or two.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Last winter really took its toll here in Colorado. Roof damage became the norm rather than the exception. Even here at the facilities of KHNC Radio, our roof began to give way to the weight of the winter snow, and light fixtures came crashing down around us. We turned to our longtime friends at New West Roofing, and they came to our rescue with high-quality workmanship and experience, as well as a genuine concern that the job was done quickly and correctly. We can highly recommend you contact Bud and New West Roofing at 303-452-4172. That's 303-452-4172 for all of your roofing, seamless gutter, or skylight needs. New West Roofing has been a longtime supporter of the American Freedom Network, and we're proud to recommend them. They've been in business since 1978. New West Roofing, 303-452-4172.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Bob Bertrand, and he is sharing with you his concern about really what's happened to the legal profession. And the legal profession, of course, in many areas is corrupt. It's an old boys club where the lawyers work together, and of course, the judges come from the fraternity of lawyers, and so if you're an outsider, you're certainly not going to get a fair shake. They have a vested interest in preserving the current situation. And, of course, the longer the case lasts, the more money they make, and, of course, this gives them an incentive not to come to a final conclusion, not to do what's right, but to drag the cases on and on and on and on. Go ahead, pick up the story, Bob.
Well, the basic thing I feel very strongly is that, you know, this whole divorce situation with an adversary system that's definitely put in place, it's definitely counterproductive to the whole family. Most of these cases could be handled with, you know, mandatory mediation and mandatory conclusion.
Well, now, of course, here, I was thinking in California, we have sort of a no-fault system, and they just divide up the assets and go on from there. Is it the same way in Florida?
Well, it's along those lines, but the thing is, you know, the way they manipulate it, and again, this is I say it's a conspiracy between the judges and lawyers, because just about every single person I talk to, you know, that goes through this adversary system in family law gets destroyed. And it's just done on purpose. You know, the lawyers make plenty of money from this whole system they've corrupted. And they've gone ahead, and like I say, you've got bus benches, you have all kinds of advertising all over the place, you know, with lawyers being involved, and we'll get you plenty of money, we'll get you lots of, you know, big promises, and they promise this to the women or the men or something, it doesn't really matter. But, again, it has nothing to do with truth and honesty and integrity. It has something to do with people manipulating. And if you ask 9 out of 10 people in the street, do you trust lawyers, usually the answer is, hell no, they're a bunch of crooks. And, you know, the whole thing is a scam, and there's no way we can make any serious changes until we get the lawyers out of the legislature.
So, what is your goal and objective?
Well, basically, I'm really hoping, Doctor, there's a wonderful book out there. It's called The Federalist Papers. And Merriam-Webster, a few years ago, went ahead and translated, put it into a modern-day language so anybody at the grade 11 reading level can read it. These Federalist Papers should be put in every high school all across the country so people can understand separation of powers, checks and balances, and avoid the same hands corrupt control that we have today. This can be done. I mean, you can get the book. It's on Barnes & Noble Bookstore, Borders Bookstore. It's on Amazon.net in the Internet. Believe it or not, Doctor, we had a group of senior, they're called Silverhead Legislators. These are retired legislators that stay in Tallahassee for a period of 2 weeks every year, and they
is this the original Federalist Papers? Or
it's the original.
Modernized.
But it's a modern day version. You see, most people, including your doctors, not including your lawyers and judges, have looked over the Federalist Papers, but they're not written in like what you call really plain, understandable English. There's a lot of interpretation to this thing. And when you read them carefully and you understand them carefully, you can understand with separation of powers and checks and balances. Believe it or not, we had the publisher of the Miami Herald, which is a major newspaper in Florida here, and it's a major paper all over the country. He called us into his office and he said, "My name is Alberto Ibargman." He said, "I'm publisher of the Miami Herald, but I'm also a lawyer. And I read your website, and I was very upset about it." And he said, after I read it, I understood what you were saying. He said, I never did. He said, I got to be very frank with you. I never did read the original Federalist Papers in law school. He said, they're too difficult to read. He said, most of my fellow students never read it. But he said, after I read your website, he said, I was going to call the FBI and the Homeland Rule people. And then he said, I realized that I've got to do something here, and I've got to get, you know, get them read and understand them. So then he said, after I read them, he said, and read closely into it, he said, I realized exactly what you're talking about. We don't have separation of powers. We have same hands control, which is exactly what James Madison, who was a political scientist, warned us, you know, 250 years ago in the Federalist Papers. He said, basically said, if the effective control of all three separate branches of government get under the same hands control, then we will have tyranny and oppression, and there'll be nothing in the system to correct the problem. In other words, basically, you couldn't go to the Nazi party and say you're killing Jews because that was their purpose. You wouldn't go to the slave owners and saying you're abusing slaves. That was their purpose. You wouldn't go to the Ku Klux Klan and you're saying, you know, we're getting businesses because that was their purpose. And would you go to our corrupt legal system and saying, hey, we're getting abused in the system because that's their purpose. The lawyers in this country have taken over single same hands control of all three separate branches of government. Doctor, we in our, you know, we're supposed to have representative form of government. Yet the lawyers in this country represent 0.03, not even 1% of the population, yet they represent 75% of the power in Washington and all your state capitals and most of your city governments. So again, we don't have representative form of government. We have same hands control, and it's exactly what the architect of our Constitution said very plainly. You know, don't let this happen. We've let it happen, and now we're complaining about Bush, we're complaining about this, we're complaining about that. Actually, we should be complaining about ourselves because we're not following the original formula of separation of powers and checks and balances.
But don't you think the major danger is the fact that the average citizen doesn't understand the Constitution?
Totally.
They don't understand that liberty and limited government are synonymous, and you cannot be free when you have the ability of your local government to regulate you and your property and every aspect of your life. There really are people who want to take away our freedom, and of course it's all unconstitutional. Everybody should understand the Constitution, not just lawyers.
No, I totally agree, but you know, there was a sad situation in Tallahassee, like I said last year, when we had the Silver Legislators, who are very responsible people, and they're senior citizens, and they saw the danger of the system, and they put their heart and soul into passing the law, and they got the law passed, and all of a sudden a group of trial lawyers, you know, special interests, saw this thing might open up the system and might educate the public. So, you know, they just decided to end it right there. They just did not want to allow this even to get any publicity or anything. They just shut it down. And, you know, their whole idea is keep the people dumb and stupid, give them enough Pepsi Cola, potato chips, and television, and they keep the power they stole from the people. And that's a very, very sad state of affairs.
Well, I certainly think that the trial lawyers have a vested interest in a corrupt system. And, this is one of the problems that we have, and I've seen the excesses of that, and yet sometimes you need the trial lawyers to do the things that the government will not do. For instance, the government wasn't going to go after the tobacco companies. The government isn't going to go after the vaccine companies. The government isn't going to go after Merck, you know, for killing 60 to 100,000 people knowingly with their Vioxx and now their new vaccine, the Gardasil they're putting out. They know the complications. They just don't want the public to know. If we don't have lawyers, I mean, who would there be to step into the void where government has failed, where you have legislators been bought off by the drug companies?
Well, that I totally agree with, Doctor. I totally agree. But if it was set, if the system is set up properly, these different law firms could be hired by the legislature to go after and do the job, but unfortunately, like I say, with lawyers in the legislature, it has already corrupted the system. And people are afraid, you know, sometimes in government, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And that's one of the pitfalls of the system, but I totally agree. I mean, these tobacco companies definitely, you know, need to get, you know, put down. But unfortunately, most of that tobacco money, you know, wound up in the pockets of the lawyers. I mean, law firms collected billions of dollars pursuing the thing. So it wasn't really necessarily something they did for the public's good. It ended up, it helps, it made the public aware of how serious the problem was. But, I mean, they're still out there today selling tobacco, cigarettes, advertising all over the place. So it's not really solved the problem because, again, like I say, they could have put a ban on this thing and said, this is, you're not going to get it done because this is, you know, causing the public, you know, irreparable harm. But every time you turn around, you see new tobacco cases coming up and billions of dollars are awarded here and billions of dollars are awarded there. We've had a case down here in Miami. There was a lawyer that got very much involved in lawsuits against the tobacco companies and against the asbestos companies. And he collected something like close to $20 million from these tobacco companies and the asbestos companies. And, of course, he pocketed the money. He bought himself a big mansion on Key Biscayne, and he bought himself a private jet and all the rest of the thing, and all the money disappeared. And these people, these victims, kept on complaining to the Florida Bar Association, which is, again, a corrupt union of lawyers. And they kept on complaining about this lawyer, and the Florida Bar did nothing about it. I mean, they complained for years about it. And this lawyer just went on his own merry way and did what he wanted to do in high rolling, high spending, and paying off the right people. And finally, we come down to the point where his wife sued him for divorce, and she openly said in court, you know, that he has pocketed all these millions of dollars that, you know, should have gone to the victims. And some of the victims have even died since then, and, you know, they didn't get any compensation. So when the case was brought out in open court and some newspaper writers started writing about it, then they checked it into here, like you say, this guy had pocketed millions. So he really didn't do it for the victims, they did it for themselves.
Oh, well, I mean, you've got so much corruption within the legal system, and you're absolutely right. It is many times simply covered up by the other lawyers because it's a band of brothers, or maybe it's a band of thieves.
I mean, exactly.
But we need,
you know,
our moral people,
that...
not what we need are moral people in the legal profession, people who go in for altruistic purposes. But then how can you do that with an educational system that tells our kids there is no right, there is no wrong? You determine what it is.
It's sad, you know, in the Bible, we dissected the Bible. We have a very close friend of ours who's a vascular surgeon. He works in heart transplants. And he spent several months going through and dissecting the Oxford University Press Bible and the Cambridge University Press Bible. And there are 23 places in the Bible where Matthew, Mark, and Luke were critical of lawyers. They're referred throughout the Bible as being hypocrites. And yet, doctor, we elect these hypocrites to ruin our government. Not to run the government, to ruin the government. And this is what you see happening every day. We had a poll taken down here in South Florida a few years back. And it pointed out that less than 20% of the citizens here in the state of Florida ever vote and vote on a regular basis. So the Department of Election came down and started taking a survey. And they asked people, why don't you go out and vote? You know, it's free of charge. The precincts are in your neighborhood. People, you know, give you free rides to and from the polls. People give you time off work, you know, to go out, and you get paid while you go out and vote. You know, why don't you go out and vote? And they took a survey, and the basic answer was, we don't go out and vote because it's like replacing Al Capone with Bugs Malone. Now, there's one set of crooks and another set of crooks. So people don't go out and vote. We have elections down here in Florida that the by-election things like that, and less than 5% of the people go out and vote. So what a waste of time this is. I mean, when you put all this advertising out there and election signs all over the neighborhoods and all over the front lawns of homes and businesses, and people just don't go out and participate in the system. I mean, somewhere in the line, we've got to take stock of what we're doing and what's happening and, you know, make some changes. And again, when you have lawyers dominating all three branches of government, in other words, today you've got lawyer legislators making the laws, then you got lawyer judges adjudicating the laws, and then you got lawyer prosecutors enforcing laws. I think it was Lord Acton said, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And
all right,
that's
fine. So what's your solution, Bob?
May pardon?
What is your solution?
The solution is get lawyers out of the whole legislature. Get them out of the legislature. We had a wonderful law professor down here in South Florida. His name is Herbert U. Fiebelman, and a very, very outstanding gentleman. I never met the man, but I know his relatives. And I talked to his relatives, and they said Herb Fiebelman is one of the most outstanding lawyers and law professors that was always standing up for the public. What had happened...
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Go ahead, expand Make My Day Law. If you can protect your valuables while you are at home, and Liberty Safe will protect your guns, coins, and paper goods while you are away. Go to Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply, your Liberty Safe dealer, and get a safe to suit your needs. They also carry firearms, have an indoor shooting range, and shooting instruction so you can take advantage of the new, improved Make My Day Law. Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Liberty Safe, helping to protect your valuables, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry Street. I'm speaking with Angela Smith with Destiny Lending. Manufactured homes have been difficult to finance. Has that changed?
Yes. We have programs for up to 100% financing on single and double wide, with or without land. Rural homes also qualify. Stop paying outrageous interest rates just because you own a manufactured home.
So call Angela Smith with Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. That's 970-988-3840.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, I'm standing back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Bob Bertrand. And before we go on, Bob, do you have a website? Do you have something written
I'm
to get out?
I'm very, very happy, Doctor, you mentioned that website. We have people all over the world. We're getting thousands of readers every month from all over the world seeing our website. And the website is called, it's www.constitutionalguardian.com. It's the word constitution, ALGuardian.com.
Constitutionalguardian.com.
Right.
Great.
And the other website is called judicialaccountability.org. These two websites, I mean, we're getting readership from all over the world. We have an awful lot of Americans who have left the country that keep emailing us, and they keep telling us, they said, if you guys get back to this form of government, we'll come back to the country. And I'm saying to myself, well, actually, if you had any guts, you'd stay here in the first place and help us turn this thing around and educate the public about separation of powers, checks and balances, put the Federalist Papers in all your high schools all across the country. And we actually could make, a serious dent in the system. I have several lawyers who are friends of mine. By the way, my attorney used to be the Chief Justice in the Florida Supreme Court. And he realizes how crooked and corrupt the system is. And I've gone to Constitutional Revision Commission meetings. I've had former Governor Ruben Ask invite me to testify at various meetings and how corrupt the system is. And basically, he's in our corner. He said, you know, I'm a lawyer. And he said, I'm ashamed of my profession when I see what's happening here. There's a lot of people that want to change. But, you know, they've got to get people educated first. You know, they say an educated consumer is your best customer. And in the Bible, it says very plainly, and the truth shall set you free. And if we want to be free of this tyranny, we've got to get people educated. And the only way you're going to get people educated is get the book in the, you know, get the books put in the school systems when people understand, you know, just exactly where the corruption is and eliminate the problem. There's another book out there, Doctor, that I strongly recommend people read. It's called The Underground Lawyer. It's written by a fellow named Michael Lewis Minns. And Michael Minns is extremely outstanding. I think he got several endorsements. You know, United States Senator Ron Paul and people have, you know, endorsed the book, and an awful lot of law professors have endorsed the book. He describes one chapter, in the chapter 23, he describes American divorce as disorganized crime. And in one of the passages, he puts down, the American divorce system is a tragedy causing more hardships to America than heroin or cocaine, because it uses children as cannon fodder to enrich our least scrupulous lawyers and our least ethical psychologists and psychiatrists, often under the supervision of our least competent judges. And again, he talks about very plainly. He said the adversary system should be altogether dissolved or radically changed when it comes to family law. And of course, the lawyers and judges will never have that, never let that happen, because they're making way too much money from the system they've created for themselves. And my strong hope is to get people to read that book. Again, it's called The Underground Lawyer. And it's 725 pages long, and it tells all the horror stories of the system. It's a very interesting book. You can get it at Barnes and Noble Book or Borders Bookstore. The lawyer's name is Michael Lewis, M-I-N-N-S, Michael Lewis Minns. He's a practicing lawyer out of Houston, Texas, and he's a very decent person. You know, he does an awful lot of benevolent work all around the country, and you know, he totally sticks his neck out by telling how crooked and corrupt the whole family law system is.
But don't you think the family law system is simply a reflection of a society that's turned its back on God and God's law?
Oh, I totally agree. I totally agree. But I mean, I can tell you this much. I mean, there's an awful lot of innocent victims, which is our children.
Oh, sure there is. But
and
the
they suffer tremendously because of this. And I had several years ago, the Dade County School Board, which is the third largest school board district in the United States, they had seen our website, and several of the school teachers and principals and guidance counselors had read the website, and they went to the school board and they asked the school board if I could go before them and do a series of television tapes. So believe it or not, they called me in, and I went there, and they said, Bob, we know we've had several people that like your website and like what you're doing, and would you like to do a television series based on the website? And I said, sure. And they said, if we give you the series, what would you name the series? I said, I'm going to name it Taking Back America, The Only Way. Well, believe it or not, you thought I must have hit them over the head with a sledgehammer or something. They said, oh, my gosh, no. We're going to get in all kinds of lawsuits if we put that title out there. And I said, but you're making my point. We're going to tell the truth. Now you're worried about lawsuits. And don't you think that's a testimony of how corrupt the system is? We're going to tell the truth, and you're worried about a lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, this doesn't make sense. And I said, no. Why don't you name the series like A New Revelation? But I said, it's not A New Revelation. It's exactly what's in the book, you know, in the Federalist Papers. I mean, 250 years ago, it's exactly where we're at. And this now, you're worried about a lawsuit because you're going to tell the truth. Well, they said, we're going to have to let our lawyers read your website. Then I said, I want them to read our website, but I also want to read the Federalist Papers that they never read in law school. And I said, I know for a fact that several judges and lawyers have admitted they never read the Federalist Papers because it wasn't required reading in law school. So if this is the case, then we got a serious problem on our hands. So anyway, they went ahead and sent our website down to the lawyers, and they also told them to read the Federalist Papers. And believe it or not, about 6 weeks later, I got a call from the school board, and they said, the lawyers have okayed this project, and go ahead and do it. They said, who are you going to get as your first guest on the series? I said, well, I have one of the top constitutional law professors in the world. His name is Albert P. Blaustein, professor emeritus at Rutgers University. He's worked on the constitution of 25 different countries in the world. He was on loan from the American government to the Russian government in this last revolution to make sure that in the new Russian constitution that people's civil rights and human rights are protected. I said, he's my first guest. He totally believes that lawyers do not belong in public office. And I said, he's been teaching at Rutgers for something like 40 years. Believe it or not, he's passed away now, but his books are still outstanding, and they can get them. I had the former chief economist in the White House, Dr. Steve McGee, who is presently chief economist at the University of Texas over there in Austin. He's going to be my second guest, and he does articles in the Wall Street Journal, and he's written several books. And he points out that because of all this litigation that we have in this country today, that each lawyer is costing this country at least $1 million a year in lost productivity. It's costing this country the fact that manufacturing bases are leaving this country. They're doing the manufacturing in Japan. They're doing it in China. They're manufacturing in all these different countries because they're afraid of all this litigation that's going on here.
Sure.
Well, we have millions of people unemployed in this country because we don't, you know, we just can't afford to stay in business and operate. So I said, he's going to be my second guest. I had a third guest that's coming in. He's Dr. Gary Green, who's the chief criminologist in University of Albany, Georgia. I said, he wrote a beautiful book called Occupational Crime, and believe it or not, his two brothers are lawyers, and his brother-in-law is a lawyer. And he points out very carefully that he said the lawyers are by far the most corrupt profession in our society today. And again, the book is put out by Nelson Press. It's quite an interesting book. It's called Occupational Crime. The fourth guest I have, I said, is the assistant clerk of the Dade County Courthouse. He's been there for about 18 years. And I said, he's come along, and he's pointing out that the court case in the courthouse, he said, usually the cases are over when all the money disappears. This is in probate court and family courts. And he said, in another court case, he said, when the money disappears, the cases disappear. In other words, it's all over because the lawyers have made themselves filthy rich from the system they created for themselves.
Well, it's a sad commentary. I'm sure it's absolutely correct. If you're out there, you know, audience would like to ask a question, you know the telephone number. We'll be right back.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with Bio Superfood and win the war. 30 years of research, Bio Superfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With Bio Superfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today toll-free 877-288-9116.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Back here, our guest is Bob Bertrand. Our telephone number 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255. And one of the great tragedies of today is the breakup of the family, which is actively being encouraged by what we're telling people about. The whole purpose of life is to be happy, and if you don't like your spouse, you get rid of them. Well, not recognizing the fact that if you're having trouble with your wife or your husband, the real trouble is not with them. It's your relationship to God. because you made an oath that you promised to be with that partner until death do you part, and of course you've forgotten that you your obligation is to God, and basically because we've forgotten that in everything we do, why of course we're moving away from a godly country towards a tyranny, and unfortunately there are the whole idea of America was we would have restrictions on the power of the central government so we'd never have a dictatorship. And now, in the name of protecting ourselves from that wicked little man over there living in a cave in Pakistan, the government, the current administration, with the full backing of the Democrats, is centralizing all power in Washington, D.C., to protect us from the wicked terrorists. Of course, they won't seal the borders. They won't arm our people on our planes to protect us. There are not air marshals on most of the planes and very few armed pilots. Is there really a war on terrorism, or is this really a war on the American people? Well, when we need to get back to the fundamentals of our government and most of what our current administration is doing, and the Democrats before them, is totally unconstitutional. And I certainly agree with Bob. Everybody should read the Federalist Papers, understand we are not a democracy. We are a republic. That's covered in the 10 of the Federalist Papers. That it was never the function of the federal government to have anything to do with life or liberty or property. That's covered in the 45th of the Federalist Papers. There's so much wisdom there, isn't there, Bob?
There is, you know, and it's, and people start to look at it in a very serious nature. You know, they can understand it, and they can understand that the government is working against the will of the people. I mean, to me, we have the best politicians that money can buy. I mean, I've testified in the legislature, I've testified in legislative groups, you know, talked about it. I've four times I've been before the Florida Supreme Court on behalf of the citizens of the state of Florida, and I've, you know, explained to them very carefully, you know, exactly what's taking place in the court. And when I was invited by former Governor Reuben Askew to a political institute where I met these Supreme Court judges and some retired Supreme Court judges, and they welcomed me into the room. They, you know, they've heard me testify, and I'm not a lawyer, by the way, but they've heard me testify in a very open manner, and they totally agree with me. They said, Bob, you know, we've seen our own family members go through these horror stories in family law and probate law, in this no-fault divorce system, and you know, we've seen, you know, exactly what happens, and it's a sad testimony. But we can't do anything because the lawyers in the legislature will reverse everything we're going to try to do. They're going to pass new laws and you know, just keep confronting us with the situation. And they agreed with me personally that it's a conflict of interest for lawyers to be in the legislature. So if they're willing to talk about it, and they're lawyers themselves, and of course now they're Supreme Court judges, it makes me think that something is definitely wrong with the system, because they see the horrors that take place every day. You know, no-fault divorce has been a big tragedy from day one. I remember when it first started, and, you know, it was, I think it was President Ronald Reagan that was the first governor that signed this no-fault divorce, and later on he admitted that, you know, it was the worst piece of legislation he ever signed. A no-fault divorce, believe it or not, was started in Russia in 1917 by V.I. Lenin, who was an anti-Christian communist lawyer, who stated very plain, he said, Stalin, he said, if we are to introduce communism into Russia, we've got to get get rid of the Russian family and the strength of the Russian family. So they introduced no-fault divorce and made the law so simple that if you wanted to divorce your husband or divorce, just send him a postcard. Just say, here, listen, I want you out of my house, and that's what it is. So, you know, they were able to disorganize the Russian families, break them up, and within maybe 10 years, they had people on the end of bread lines and food lines. They'd start lining up at like 4 o'clock in the morning to get your food from the government store. It's just, it was a tragedy. And believe it or not, you know, later on, our lawyer legislators must have gone to Russia and saw the chaos, and they realized that how they the control of the people, and of course they started putting no-fault divorce into all the states all over the country, and I think the last one that's fighting it is New York, the last state that's fighting it, and I think there's a commission set up just fairly recently, and Judge Kay, I guess the chief judge over there, is going to go ahead and make a recommendation that they get rid of no-fault divorce in New York State. But I think it was the Italians up there that were fighting it, mostly Italian Catholic families were fighting it most strongly up there, but I think it's going to fall, and of course all the states become no fault.
And well, as a Protestant, I certainly don't agree with the Catholics on everything, but I certainly agree with them on this and their strong pro-life stand and their insistence that marriage is important, and I'm so discouraged and disappointed in the Protestants who've accepted, well, you know, we're going to go along with the divorce, and after all, the function, does God want us all to be happy? And well, all you have to do is look around and see, are the people really happy who've been through a divorce?
It's sad, you know, it's really sad because, you know, my ex-wife recently died, and she used to be a constant smoker, which is a problem, but, you know, towards the end, you know, she started very mellowing, and she said, you know, I made a terrible mistake when I did this, and I feel so sorry about the hardships that I put you through and the embarrassment that I put you through and everything else with that. You know, the only thing I can say, I forgive you for that, because we all make mistakes, you know, and God's a very forgiving God out there, so, you know, that was it. But the sad part about it is that this adversary system and family law, there's no need for this thing. You're not talking about a bunch of criminals that are, you know, trying to miss something. You're talking about trying to mediate something with a mandatory conclusion. And there are hundreds of lawyers all over the country that have stated it very plainly that this adversary system has no place in family law. It pits mother against father, father against child, child against father, and it's just totally destruction. And in the city of Hialeah, where I have my business, by the way, the homicide squad of the Hialeah Police Department is now called the Cuban Divorce Squad.
Bob, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks so much. Give me a call. We'll get some of our other programs.
Thank you so much, Doctor.
Bye-bye.
Thank you again.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
CNC Coins in Longmont. We buy and sell rare and collectible coins, gold, silver, and palladium bullion. We stock coin supplies and White's metal detectors. CNC Coin also has quality new and used firearms and shooting supplies for defense, cowboy shooting, and hunting. Special orders and transfers are always welcome. For fair prices on coins, bullion, metal detectors, and firearms, check out CNC Coins at 381 Main in Longmont. 303-774-9661. CNC Coins, Longmont.
Dan back here. I hope you enjoyed our program this morning. I think what Bob says is absolutely true. But what most people don't understand is this organized, orchestrated effort to destroy the family here in this country, to destroy our belief in God, and of course, destroy the family and God, and you destroy the country. And there really is an organized effort by people who worship a different God, and of course, who want a different form of government, and are using the military and financial strength of this nation to transform the world and bring about a new world order, a new world religion, with of all, I remember I'm going to be speaking there at the Rialto Theater in Loveland. It's going to be the 9th of June, a week from tomorrow. If you're interested, 970-346-3742. That's 970-346-3742. And I hope you can come and bring as many people as you can. I'd like to see a good crowd. And then, certainly, to understand what is really going on, let me suggest my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, by a new latest DVD, The Forbidden Secret. Forbidden Secret. And then, of course, our four-tape set, which explains the secret, which is being popularized by Oprah Winfrey and Larry King and so many others. And that is the secret behind the secret. The secret behind the secret. Four-tape, four-CD set, vitally important to understand what's going on. Of course, we have so many things that really begin to bring things into focus. Chris Pitto's wonderful DVDs, award-winning The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, Riddles in Stone. They're very professionally done. The last one's almost 3 hours. Then, of course, we have an interview with Chris. I shouldn't say an interview, a talk he gave here at our last conference called the Atlantis Connection. Atlantis Connection. What does Atlantis have anything to do with anything? Why, very simply, there are those who believe America is the new Atlantis that will lead the world to the same wonderful state it was in the old Atlantis. And, of course, if you study the occultic history, you find that that was the time it was in the days of Noah, the total corruption and degradation of the individual. And, of course, that's what they really want. And that's what we have today, is a pagan America in a pagan world. And if we don't take America back, why, we're going to lose this country. We're well on the way to doing it right now, on the verge of World War III. And when that happens, freedom as we know it will end. They're building the concentration camps. They know what they're doing. And where is the outcry from our leaders? Everybody's afraid. They're afraid, for they have far more fear of government than they have of God. So please go to our website of RadioLiberty.com. Remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we ask you to encourage others to listen to our programs. Remember, we're on the Internet 5 hours a day, live, and 9 hours a day. You can listen all together on Global Star 4. That's Global Star 4. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty. So until Monday, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Waleed Shobat was born in Bethlehem of Judea, and as a young man became a member of the PLO, the Palestinian Liberation Organization. He committed acts of terror and violence against Israel. Waleed Shobat, author, lecturer, and former PLO terrorist, will be speaking at 10:30 a.m. and 2 p.m. at the Beth Messiah Congregation, 8333 Acoma Way in Denver. That's Saturday, June the 2nd, 10:30 a.m. and 2 p.m. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
It's sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Dollars over 5 years on prevention, treatment, and care.
An F-15 fighter jet has crashed in southwestern Indiana. With more, here's correspondent.